When you think of grills, you might picture hip-hop artists or flashy celebrities, but did you know that grills have a deep-rooted history in the Guatemalan highlands? Today, we're delving into the ancient origins, modern meanings, and cultural shifts surrounding these shiny mouth adornments. But before we dive in, let's give a shout out to our sources for today's episode, two thought-provoking articles that offer diverse perspectives on the topic. We'll be weaving insights from Lauren Schwartzberg's piece on ancient history of grills and Juan Brenner's exploration of grills in the Guatemalan highlands. I also want to give a shout out to my friend Andrew for giving me the idea for today's episode. I appreciate it, brother, and I hope that you're doing well. What is going on, everyone? I'm Kevin Munoz. Today is Monday, February 5th. Welcome to the Leo Podcast, your go-to for insightful discussions on various educational topics with a focus on issues impacting the Latin American community. Now, before we dive into today's episode, I want to give a quick shout out to our fantastic supporters at patreon.com/latinamericaneo. If you want to unlock bonus content and help us keep the episodes coming, join our Palomitas community. But don't worry, if you're not a patron yet, you're still in for a treat with this episode packed with great content. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show. Our episode today starts with a journey back in time to explore the ancient origins of grills. Ancestors of the Mayan who now live in southeastern Mexico, Belize, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador still wear mouth ornamentation. On a trip to Guatemala that Dr. E.J. Neuberger wrote about in his 2012 piece in the Journal of the Massachusetts Dental Society, he estimated that about 65% of Guatemalans wore some sort of gold dental decoration. In Central America, local dentists advertised their names next to pictures not of pearly whites, but of flashy gold teeth, which have replaced jade as the decoration of choice. Gold teeth are commonly worn by native Latin Americans throughout the region. Costa Ricans who aren't Maya have a saying that roughly translates to, "That's as terrible as a Guanacaste resident without a gold tooth." And of course, we know gold was the main reason why Spaniards invaded and conquered the Americas. After Christopher Columbus bumped into it in 1492 and Hernan Cortes started bringing massive amounts of precious metals back to Europe, a gold rush started and changed the course of history. But as Juan Brenner explains in his article, the story in Guatemala was very different. Gold can't be found in impressive amounts in Guatemala or Central America. In pre-Columbian times, our territories were big producers of cotton, bird feathers, dyes, and jade, and some of these products were equally or more valuable than gold for the Aztec Empire. The Mayan Empire collapsed more than 500 years before the Spaniards came to America, and the royalty after the pre-classic Mayan age embellished their teeth with materials such as quartz, hematite, and jade. It wasn't until the past several decades when the economy started shifting and changing in the highlands that people started using gold in their mouths as a more enduring method of fixing their teeth. It was in the 1990s and around the time of Guatemala's civil war ended, when the new generation started wearing gold grills as a symbol of power and money. Isn't it fascinating how history comes full circle, with trends echoing across cultures and generations? The concept of circular history reminds us that the past is never truly forgotten. It's merely reinvented. Fast forward to the 1990s, a pivotal era marked by the end of Guatemala's civil war and the rise of gold grills as a symbol of power and wealth. Hip-hop and globalization fueled a new obsession with grills among the Gen Z generation, reshaping the cultural landscape of the Guatemalan highlands. But beneath the glitz and the glamour lies a sobering reality. According to the dental technicians Brenner spoke to, the use of cheaper metal alloys raises concerns about health risks. Most of the metal that is being used for dental reasons isn't gold, but a bunch of metal alloys brought from China. Many of these professionals claim that as a result, esophageal, stomach, and intestinal cancer numbers are going up at a very worrying rate in the Highlands. As we examine the motivations behind wearing grills today, we're reminded of the complex interplay between tradition and modernity. Globalization is a term used to describe how trade and technology have made the world a more connected and interdependent place. It also captures in its scope the economic and social changes that have come about as a result. So then, what do grills mean in the context of identity and globalization? While rooted in the Mayan heritage, the current fascination with grills transcends cultural boundaries. Juan Brenner's firsthand account sheds light on how social media and technology shape the cultural landscape of the Guatemalan Highlands, evident by how the kids dress, think, talk, and understand their ecosystem and territory. Now, what was really interesting to me is that the new generation is even abandoning the idea of immigration to the US as a means of changing their life and economics. Wealth is starting to grow and a new middle class is being created. As we navigate this ever-evolving terrain, it's important to recognize that the allure of grills isn't just about aesthetics, it's a reflection of societal aspirations and values. Well, folks, that wraps up our exploration of grills of the Guatemalan Highlands. We've journeyed through ancient traditions, contemporary obsessions, and the intricate tapestry of identity in a globalized world. Before we sign off, I want to leave you with a thought. What stories do grills tell about culture, history, and human connection? I encourage you to keep the conversation going and share your reflections with us. Remember, the story of grills is more than meets the eye. It's a testament to the resilience of culture and the enduring quest for self-expression. Until next time, stay curious, stay compassionate, and keep exploring the world around you. I'm Kevin Munoz, and as always, feel free to send me a voicemail through my website, latinamericaneo.org, by simply clicking the purple send voicemail pop-up and just start recording your thoughts or any interesting topic that you'd like to see covered. And I might just feature it in the next episode. And for those of you on Patreon, I will see you there. Otherwise, I'll see you all in next week's episode. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, latinamericaneo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time.